Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
To understand what happened with Reddit this week, you need to go back to April. That's when Reddit announced it would, for the first time, charge companies for access to its data. At the time, Reddit CEO Steve Huffman suggested the move was about AI. Big companies were using Reddit's vast trove of data to train their large language models, and that wasn't right. He told the New York Times, quote, "We don't need to give all that value to some of the largest companies in the world for free." But Reddit's move didn't just affect the big guys. Also asked to pay up were the smaller developers who make apps built off the site's API, or application programming interface. Essentially, it's the door that allows developers to access the data on Reddit. These apps are all built around the Reddit ecosystem. There's an app called Apollo, for example, that's basically like a better version of the official Reddit app. The developers behind these apps were not happy that something that was once free would now cost money. It's a complaint that resonates with me for sure, having recently been asked to pay for Twitter verification that used to cost me nothing. But this isn't an $8 a month thing. We're talking millions of dollars. Apollo said it couldn't afford to pay and would have to shut down.
Third-party clients and applications will now have to pay an astronomical amount of money to continue to operate.
Red Planet and Sync will all shut down on June 30th, just like Apollo.
The bills could be as much as $20 million a year, and these are small, scrappy app developers.
Once they heard that Apollo and other apps would shut down, Reddit's very active, very vocal users went into revolt mode. They protested in their Reddit way. They went dark.
And essentially that means their communities are blank. You can't post to them or read content or upvote or downvote in most cases.
That's Sarah Needleman. She covers Reddit for the Wall Street Journal.
On Monday, the site crashed. Reddit said that they were anticipating a technical problem because so many of these communities went dark. They essentially went private. It looked like it was less than 1,000 at first, but then it cropped up to several thousand, and some more have joined since Monday. So it's not clear how many there are, but there are over 100,000 active communities on Reddit. So maybe a good 10%, maybe more than that, have gone dark.
So today on the show, what the war between Reddit and its users tells us about the internet today. I'm Emily Peck, filling in for Lizzie O'Leary, and you're listening to What Next TBD, a show about tech, power, and how the future will be determined. Stick around.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank, USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Since its inception, Reddit's API has been open, free to use by anyone. And that spawned an ecosystem of apps that make the experience of scrolling through Reddit better, including by offering accessibility options, like ones that read text aloud for people who are blind or visually impaired. These apps have fans, users, if you want to use the tech term for people.
These are all apps that are meant to be used by Reddit people. It could be by, for example, if disabled folks, there's a Reddit app that's meant to help people who are blind hear the content. Mm-hmm. There are many tools that are meant just for the moderators, for making sure their communities are safe, just regular moderation tools. Many complain that Reddit has promised to make similar tools but hasn't stepped up to the plate on that. And so they feel that they have no choice but to rely on these third-party apps. And if some of those apps go away, they feel that the ability to manage their communities will diminish, and certainly they don't like that.
So to be clear, these are our Reddit apps, basically, like the kinds of apps many tech companies would just make for their users. Reddit has for years just sort of let people make these apps themselves, like the Apollo app that is sort of at the center of this blackout is basically a Reddit app.
Exactly. It's a type of Reddit app. And in that case, that one's used for commercial purposes. So that is one that eats up a lot of data and that Reddit has signaled as not being a fit for getting free access. It would have to pay going forward. And the creator of Apollo has been very vocal on both Reddit and other social media like Twitter, saying that's going to force him to close the app. He can't afford to access the data going forward. But it's worth noting that Reddit has said other third-party apps, like the ones that help people with disabilities, for example, would not be expected to pay. Mm-hmm. So it's only ones that have commercial purposes and that eat up a ton of data. And that would also include a very interesting crowd. That would include the generative artificial intelligence crowd. So the apps like ChatGPT, those eat up a lot of data that's available on the web publicly. I think Reddit saw that the AI companies are scraping its community's posts for data that it could use to spit out answers to the queries that their users post, the text prompts that they post. And Reddit has, you know, clearly been aware that they're eating up a large amount of that data.
Reddit isn't currently profitable, but it wants to be. And most of its revenue comes from ads on the site. So third-party apps that direct eyeballs away from ads on Reddit could be costly for the company. At the same time, if enough subreddits go dark in protest and stay dark, the company could take a hit to its bottom line.
We know advertisers can be fickle when it comes to online advertising. They can pull their ads very quickly. Whereas if you have an ad that's coming out in a magazine or a television commercial, those you can't just change your mind. I mean, you could, but you would lose a ton of money. Yeah. So the online advertising business is very challenging. And Reddit is said they want to break even next year. And so I think the company sees this as a clear opportunity to generate some revenue. I'm not sure they anticipated the amount of backlash they have received, but they seem to be holding steady with this plan. And they do say it affects only 10% of those third-party developers, that the vast majority will still access its API for free. So we're talking about a small subset of developers that are being affected. It just happens that some of them are very, very popular, and the developers behind them are not shy about how they feel.
Reddit isn't the first social media platform to close off its API. It's hopping on a bandwagon. Businesses that sell ads off of user-generated content are recognizing that content has value, not just to advertisers, and they don't want to hand it out for free anymore.
We're seeing Twitter do the same thing. Some other applications out there have also either increased prices or started introducing prices, and so for their API of different magnitudes. I do think it's a good chance that the generative AI boom is what kind of sparked this, but it's hard to say for sure. But I definitely think that's played a part in it. And just the fact that these, you know, the economy the way it is right now, the tech sector is hurting. We've seen massive layoffs, including at Reddit. Reddit didn't have massive layoffs. They laid off about 5% of the workforce. But other companies have laid off, you know, tens of thousands of people. And, you know, high inflation, rising interest rates, the housing economy being as lousy as it is, all these factors, the war in Ukraine, these are all things that are making the tech sector a little bit shaky these days and putting them in a position of, gee, we really need to come up with other ways to generate revenue and become profitable. And this is one that's kind of right in their face.
Right. It's like an easy way to generate revenue and sort of diversify away from advertising, which is much more fickle up and down kind of industry.
And this is stuff they've been giving away for free all this time. And you know, a lot of companies don't do that. The nature of Reddit is all about democratization. Like the whole concept of it is that you can have these communities of your own and volunteer moderators keep tabs on them. I mean, the company does have moderators itself, don't get me wrong. But for the most part, these communities run on autopilot, or they run by the people who are creating them in the first place. And that gives them so much autonomy that I think they've grown very used to that. And so this is when you get something for free for a really long time and then suddenly you meet X to pay for it, it can be jarring and can just really not sit well for those folks who've just become accustomed to a situation and suddenly it changes and bam, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, Twitter took away my blue check, Sarah, and they asked me to pay for it. And yours too? Okay. And yeah, I'm not paying for it, but there was no blackout moment for Twitter. So it's interesting that Reddit users can kind of mobilize in a way that other social media sites, maybe their users wouldn't or can't.
Right. I think they can mobilize because they have the control over the communities. They can turn them private, which is what happened. Turning it private is the same thing as making them dark, essentially. Uh-huh. And so they have that ability. I mean, on Twitter, certainly any one user could just stop posting or, you know, cancel their account. But it's not going to have this big effect. And the other thing about Reddit is it is, even though these different communities have all their different narrow focuses, they do unite together broadly. We've seen blackouts before. It's been a while, but they've rallied together before. It's just the way it goes. And so they're used to having that autonomy and will band together if they feel like something's not right.
When we come back, Reddit doubles down.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Hey, listeners, whether you love true crime or comedies, celebrity interviews, news, or even motivational speakers, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue, right? And guess what? Now you can call the shots on your auto insurance, too. Enter the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. The Name Your Price tool puts you in charge of your auto insurance by working just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance. Then they'll show you a variety of coverages that fit within your budget, giving you options. Now, that's something you'll want to press play on. It's easy to start a quote, and you'll be able to choose the best option for you fast. It's just one of the many ways you can save with Progressive Insurance. Quote today at progressive.com to try the Name Your Price tool for yourself and join over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How has Reddit responded to all this?
They did what's called an AMA the Friday before the blackout started.
Ask Me Anything.
Right, the Ask Me Anything. The CEO, Steve Huffman, led that one. He explained his reasoning for doing it. He did say that it's something they need to do. You know, it certainly wasn't done for just fun. But he did say very specifically, Reddit needs to be a self-sustaining business. And to do that, we can no longer subsidize commercial entities that require large-scale data use. And he also said that we respect when you and your communities take action to highlight the things you need, including at times going private. So in other words, he's respecting their choice to protest. Mm-hmm. But as of now, there hasn't been a clear sign that the company is going to backtrack. Between the time that it first announced the API changes or the plan to charge and that AMA, there were some changes, like the company didn't very clearly articulate who would be affected and who wouldn't. So at first, many developers assumed it was like a blanket-wide change and that everybody would be expected to pay. That's not the case. But at some point, certainly in the AMA, Huffman really kind of nailed down the specifics and explained who would be affected and who wouldn't. And nevertheless, the blackout still happened, and here we are.
And the Verge reported Wednesday that Huffman sent out a memo to workers at Reddit and, you know, talking about the blackout. And at one point in the memo, he actually warns them not to wear Reddit t-shirts or gear out in public because it's maybe dangerous.
You have to keep in mind that there are some really, really passionate people on Reddit. Look at what's happened in the past with there are certain Donald Trump subreddits that caused a big hubbub. The Wall Street Bets forum also caused a big hubbub, and a lot of strong opinions. There were some issues with hate speech where the company had made some decisions to close certain communities around the time of the last election. And so I think his point is that there are some really fervent fans of these communities, and knowing the world the way the world is today, maybe it's just out of an abundance of caution.
There's an extra burn to what Reddit has done here. Because the site's native app has always been pretty bad, they've long relied on and championed third-party developers to make the experience better. Reddit flourished off their labor, but it's now effectively kicking them to the curb without much warning. Meanwhile, Reddit's own app hasn't gotten any better.
They've always said that they are working to make the experience for users better, investing in new tools and features all the time, adding video, for example. This is a small company, less than 2,000 employees. Perhaps they just, you know, don't have the manpower to do some of these things, or perhaps they think that their app is better. Maybe it's a little bit subjective, but that is a constant complaint from moderators as to why Reddit isn't doing more. Why isn't Reddit adding some of their favorite features from these third-party developers or picking up on it and saying, hey, wait a second, you know, something's going on here. And perhaps this blackout will inspire that. Maybe the company will really get going on redeveloping its app and adding new features. Sometimes that's what it takes.
So Reddit is planning to go public, or at least it said it was planning to go public 2 years ago. Is this its way of looking better to potential shareholders ahead of an IPO? Like, oh, look, we have a diversified revenue stream now. We're a better bet. And maybe one day we'll make a profit.
I think that's a fair conclusion to make, that they are making a statement to potential future investors. But I also think it's just a step for getting to the point where they can potentially do an IPO. You know, the tech stock valuations have slumped right around the time that they made that announcement and haven't really improved a heck of a lot since then.
Yeah.
Like I said, look at the current state of affairs. It's not very good. So I think the focus is just getting to break even at this point. And I think the concern about potential future investors is maybe in the back of their minds, but it's kind of like jumping and putting the horse before the cart kind of situation.
It seems like Reddit is part of a turn away from the free internet, but Reddit kind of defines the free internet. And do you think that's happening? Like, there's news sites now that are either free news sites or downsizing or going out of business right now. The ones that do seem to be thriving are subscription, you know, like maybe like Puck or something. New York Times is doing well. Of course, the Wall Street Journal subscription. Twitter is now charging for its API and for verification. It seems like there's a big turn away from the free internet. Is Reddit playing a role here too? Like, is it part of this trend?
I would be a little bit skeptical of that. Only 10% of third-party app developers are the ones who would have to pay. That's a pretty small number. Mm-hmm. And second of all, like, that's separate from Reddit itself. Reddit itself is 100% free. I cannot see them charging a subscription for access to it. I suppose it's possible there could be premium communities that want to charge something, and maybe Reddit would take a cut down the line. It's a bit hard to imagine, though, because it's just so radical. It's just so radically different from how they've operated all this time. And I think that's why they're doing this. It's a small way to generate revenue, not from direct users. And it's something that other companies are doing too. So it's not like making them seem totally out there and different from the pack.
Do you think this whole blackout situation, part of the problem is Reddit basically ceded too much power to its users, like you were saying before. And now with this, they're sort of like trying to take a little bit of it back, and it's difficult for them.
Exactly. It's really hard when something's always been free and you want to start charging it. And I think it's particularly difficult for this community to digest because of the large amount of freedom they've had, much more than on other social media platforms. So for them, it's like a harder pill to swallow just because they've had so much autonomy for so long.
Yeah. It's like with your kids, like if you're too permissive and you allow them to stay up too late and then you have to roll it back, it's really, really hard. But if you never let them to stay up late, it's fine.
Exactly. That's a good parallel.
It's hard to know exactly how big this week's blackout was. The thing is, Reddit moderators wield enormous power. They create and enforce the rules of their subreddits, and monitoring the community can be a full-time job. But it's hard to gauge if this is the action of a whole community or that of a handful of moderators on some of the largest subreddits.
There's a list on Reddit itself of all the participating subreddits that are protesting. And the list is pretty large. It's in the thousands at this point. But again, there's more than 100,000 active communities. So you would need more than a few thousand to really make a serious dent. It would need to be tens of thousands probably to really cause a significant jolt. There's still plenty of other Reddits that are still operating right now. So, you know, you have to take into the context the size of the platform overall.
Still, lots of subreddits participating in the blackout are large and vocal. There's r/funny, r/science, r/music, and r/aww. That's AWW, a forum for, you guessed it, cute things.
Aww is an example. They've protested, but, you know, gone dark, but there's a message on their page on Reddit that says that they will remain dark until things are resolved, to, I guess, their satisfaction. And they encourage people to go over to their Discord page, and Discord being in a competing social media platform, that's pretty interesting to me.
Yeah, so this could be a pivotal moment, and people could actually leave the community entirely because there are these other options. There is Discord, which is somewhat similar.
Somewhat similar because you have people creating their own communities on there as well. Mm-hmm. Some of them are public, but some are private, so they're invite only. But it's a similar kind of setup, and they are siloed into these many, many different groups around specific topics. A lot of them are around video games, but that platform has expanded greatly, and there's all sorts of topics now that people gravitate towards. It's tough to say. If, you know, we saw what happened with Twitter. A lot of people said they were going to go over to Mastodon, and then Blue Sky, and Hive, and all that. And it looks so far like each of those has gotten a little bit of a bump for a while, but they're not going gangbusters. I mean, in this case, the example where I mentioned Aww directed people to Discord. Discord is pretty established and it is pretty big. So that's a little bit different. But whether or not people actually take the time, if they don't have a Discord account, to go over there and sign up and start using it, it's hard to say. But we have seen people, you know, check out Blue Sky, for example. But the data show that it's not about to take over Twitter anytime soon.
So this is sort of maybe an attempt by Reddit to sort of wrestle back some of the self-governance it's allowed its users to have over the years. But in doing that, is there a chance that it's kind of ruining what makes Reddit special in the first place? Sort of the promise of the free internet, a democratic site where the users are in control. I mean, is Reddit's move now a step back from that?
I think it's a small step back. If they were charging access to the API to anyone or to even people's developers trying to access a small amount of data, I could see that being the case. But because I've taken a very, very narrow approach, I think it's possible that what you're saying is a bit of an overreach. Mm-hmm. Or on the other possibility, this is just the beginning, that they're going to, you know, take baby steps and gradually wrest back market control, which could have a very negative effect in the long term. The reaction, I mean, clearly the company is aware and to the point where that you made, that Huffman allegedly advised, you know, employees to be careful, suggests that they think it's a pretty relatively significant situation. So maybe this reaction will deter the company from doing anything else along these lines, because this is in some ways a small potatoes, right? We're talking about third-party developers. We're not talking about a change to the actual Reddit itself. We're not talking about a change to moderators' responsibilities or capabilities. We're not talking about any communities being shut down for unfair reasons or suddenly charging users to a subscription fee to access Reddit or anything of that nature. We're not seeing giant advertisements that are different, you know, than the regular ones we see now. It's not being I think it would take a little bit more to make that point you're making, but mm-hmm. I wouldn't rule it out either.
Sarah, thanks for coming on.
My pleasure.
Sarah Needleman covers interactive entertainment and social media for The Wall Street Journal. And that's it for our show today. What Next TBD is produced by Evan Campbell and Patrick Fort. Our show is edited by Mia Armstrong Lopez. Alicia Montgomery is Vice President of Audio for Slate. TBD is part of the larger What Next family. TBD is also part of Future Tense, a partnership of Slate, Arizona State University, and New America. If you're a fan of the show, I have a request for you. Become a Slate Plus member. Just head on over to slate.com/whatnextplus to sign up. We'll be back Sunday with another episode. I'm Emily Peck, filling in for Lizzie O'Leary. And you can catch me on Saturdays over at Slate Money. Thanks for listening.